Matthew chapter 27. And verse number 35, and they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. Drop down to verse number 45. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come and save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, on those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Now turn to Timothy's epistle, please. And 2 Timothy on chapter 1. Second Timothy chapter 1. And verse number 11. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now, final reference in Revelation, please, on chapter 20. The last book in our Bible, in chapter 20. And verse number 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is called the Book of Life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake. Trust the Lord will help us to conclude the meeting, bless what we have heard. As we take up these scriptures, and what I want to just point out very simply from them is this, that in Matthew's Gospel, of course it's true of the four Gospels, but in Matthew's Gospel, we would call it the most unique day in the history of humanity. Stands out as an outstanding day, the day of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. In other words, the words of the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 26 come to mind, that what we are preaching tonight, this thing was not done in a corner. I want to try, if God helps me, to present to you the most unique day in all the history of humankind. That's when Christ died upon that cross.
at the place, according to Luke's gospel, the place that is called Calvary. Think of the most memorable day in a person's experience. And I'm looking at 2 Timothy chapter 1. I know there's other things involved in it, but let me pick up this very basic truth that Paul reflects as he's nearing the end of life's pathway, and his service is almost terminated, and he's coming to the end of his preaching life, and he's finished almost in propagating the gospel that he loved. And looming before him, there's the axe that's going to sever his head from his body. He's going to, my friend, become a martyr. And as he thinks of all that, he looks back to a memorable day in his life that exceeds, far exceeds, every other experience. And he had them on his path. The memorable day is this, the day when he trusted Christ. And he looks back and says, I know whom I have believed. My friend tonight, we trust that that will be true of some in this present meeting, that you will have that day of days. Now, I don't want you to think, when we're preaching this, that this is some bit emotional, something that's so fantastic, that something breaks the air, and you're looking for that yourself, because you're listening to us preaching, because as we're preaching, we're making it very dramatic. Well, we can't help but tell you it is memorable. And we can't help but tell you it is real. And we can't help but tell you it is needful. And we can't help tell you, friend, there's no one in heaven without having this day. Everyone going to heaven will look back to a day when it happened, where it happened, when it happened, and how it happened. I will pause when I get there in my remarks, I trust. And then finally, if God helps me to conclude with my message, the most awesome day that no artist could paint, that no orator could describe, that no angel could really tell us the tremendous awesomeness of it. And yet, friend, that day, Revelation 20, very clearly marked on the white room. It's not so much a day of 24 hours. I'm just looking at us in a day, a period, a time, when time ceases and clocks cease. And my friend, all of the qualities of the world are past. When all the dead and after and our planet Earth are forever gone. When all the skepticism and atheism is forever crushed. And my friend, when the last curse and blasphemy, the last wicked animosity of man, come to a termination.
I start reading that outcome of being in prison. That is my last
little prayer. First of all, friend, the most unique day. I know it was unique when Christ came into the world, God sending his son. But friend, what stands out of all the history of the Christ is their lives and his experience. And as he viewed it, according to Psalm 118, even going to the cross, and even been nailed to a tree, and even been spat upon, and finally crucified, and finally punished, in account of our sins.
Well, he said, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Foreknew it. It was foretold, and he foreknew it, and he missed it, and he felt it.
He was on the right hand.
And I want you to notice, friend, just for you, sorry to you.
You are for hundreds of people. But something uniquely happened. According to Matthew's record,
the text of the rebellious information of the other kingdoms.
And what he gathers, he says,
of course, Mark tells him that he is Christ on the land for us. New day is the king of the land. Darkness from the land. When the sun was at its zenith and younger sky, and you know the ones hanging in the cross, escaped the sun and darkness. He calls all the planets and the stars.
Friend, when he's on that cross for 3 hours,
to the naked sunrays, and to the eye of wicked, shameful, diamond,
God allows darkness.
Well, night, the sun and darkness hide, and shut his doors in. And we the apart, never die, for man is grievous. I will never explore in the billions and billions and billions of years, billions succeeding one another. Thank God, best God ever got to do.
Thank God tonight I can say,
darkness and
that never happened before. What's happening? Why the darkness? Why the sun veiled? Why creation mourning?
In all their enormity and immensity, God made to meet it from him.
You know what should happen? Not only did the darkness descend, God says he cried, and I want you to get a hold of it. Only Matthew seen what he tells us. He cried with a loud voice. John says he said in the truth.
But Matthew gives us a thought that when Christ was on the cross, he's not a weak man dying upon a cross and life ebbing slowly away. Not at all, friends. Not my blessed Savior. That happens to humankind, but not to him.
When my friend, he
endured the last stroke of divine wrath against man's sin and exhausted the tremendous fire that God had against man's guilt. Cried with a loud voice. Mighty.
Thank God when he cried was at the finished.
I've often thought of those words, you know.
Sure I have. And so you have. You pondered them, I still ponder them.
And I've kind of seen them all when I tell you this. You said these words. You know the first one that heard them? The Father.
Must have thrilled
the very heart of his Father to recognize my son, my own darling son, that was with me from all eternity, has finished that work.
Putting away human things.
Father must have been thrilled to the depth of his day. Almost I see the angels looking on, and they're hearing it. From seraphim and cherubim, and right through to the rest of the ceiling books. Look at them. Did you hear? Finished!
That seems a crescendo with echo and re-echo throughout the eternal courts.
That is the greatest work, the wonder of the ages.
Christ died. Sins put away. Heaven's gates are open.
Sinners are invited. Souls come to Christ.
Worthy of it, friend.
Oh, may God help you sinner in the night. Let me let it touch one of its finger.
May you ponder it.
May it be embedded and etched upon your mind and heart and tongue. This is the one I need. Not everything I need. I'll take you away.
at that one that we've been hearing about a week.
Alive once. The bills went. What bill? That big ornamented temple
with all its glistening gold
and all its rituals and all its vessels.
That the priests went in with robes
and they went in there with all their piety.
And all the religion as dark as
Gentiles they were. One day when Christ said it is finished, and that loud voice, suddenly, there was an unseen hand, put that thick veil, the thickness of my hand, and lifted it from top to bottom.
What's he telling us? You know what he's telling us?
God's things with works and religion.
The arrest.
You understand the days were open. That never happened at another crucifixion, only one. When Christ died.
The veil was rent, the graves were opened.
Men, for what? I don't know why.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm inclined to feel more of it, the more of it.
In my simple mind, I believe there are a lot of people just saved by me.
Must have.
It's not a wonder. The evidence of the uniqueness of that man of David. That the centurion said, truly listen to God.
They are rent, graves open, rocks are rent, an earthquake takes place, never happened at any other crucifixion, only one.
Why is God telling us all that? Why the details? Why the facts that are gathering all that? You know why? He doesn't want you to miss the point.
Memorable, most unique, most outstanding day in the history of humanity. He, the incarnate Maker, the man whose creatures, there might I hide my blushing face, while his dear cross appears, dissolve my heart to thankfulness, melt mine eyes to tears. I know the words of that poem. Oh, lovely sight. Oh, any form of sinful souls to sin, of creatures out of the world. Brethren, you know every one of us should believe it. To look at that cross, creep beside him as a woman.
Oh, I thank God for that as a woman, a little years ago, but I feel, thank God I am blessed.
My friend, I wouldn't want anything else. And I don't need anything else. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life.
Is there a boy or a girl in this meeting and was pondering, said to himself, oh, the wonder of it, that Christ should die for me and endure the awful cross with its wrath and its torment and its agony and its suffering for sin.
Finish the work. You open up God's floodgates of love and mercy.
The said of one preacher when they went to hear him, he was a wonderful preacher. Yeah, he preached of the holiness of God and people's grace. I would like to be a man.
The other preacher,
he preached of man's depravity. All the awful, vile, sexual, and sin.
His name was Samuel Love. He for the love of Samuel Love. He preached the loveliness of Christ. So he believed that blessed man, the one that he came to earth, Emmanuel's Lamb, Christ he is the pardon.
The deep, sweet well of love, the streams of air that tasted, more deep I'll drink upon.
There to an ocean's fullness,
his mercy doth expand and grow.
And man is that you should tremble as well as you. You should cry out to your soul. There can be anything on earth that will happen. Suffering Christ and Christ. Think of it tonight. The most unique day. I want to get to the most memorable day.
No, I have taken one for that very much. It's terrible. I did big wonders in life.
Before it was Sid Dan Opera.
What are you telling me how to go? You live with
me. We all have them, friends.
But some of my own life are living with me. I'm telling you something. One day, an X in my soul, and it was a day. You remember that day? In your life?
Oh, happy day. Fix my choice.
Never forget it, friend. As a girl was happy. I do love you.
And the lump comes to the throat and say, well, it's such a long story.
And then they say, well, you know, it's too long a time of regret.
And if you ask them when they got their first hit,
and they can't remember when they're mighty dead sin is dead. And they count the steps and they're ready for heaven. Oh, my friend, the man of the day, you're Paul, the apostle.
Yes, he was a rebel. Yes, he was injurious. Yes, he was a blasphemer.
Yes, he was the most delighted to get God's salvation.
Some of us would have crossed him off long ago.
Variation of threatened. Kicking like a bull.
Almost like a beast.
One day he stands in his huge stone pearls. That man called Stephen with his face shining at the face of an angel. For sheep of conviction and for that Jesus. Shortly afterwards, he rode to Damascus.
Nightly boy, we love to see sinners smitten.
Ah, yes, you know something? We can call the king of the Bible. Let me see. Trying out the description.
Wouldn't have to
throw it by the line very long. 5 minutes of prayer. Lay hold of the hat on to the Lord.
My friend, why you can come and go to these meetings
and other meetings, and you can come into the hall, sing the hymns of me, and away you go out. Never move, never touch, never awaken, never alarm. You know why he is there?
Memorable day. What he says,
at the hearing of Sabbath is one of them. He says, I know whom I have.
You know, John Knox, the great reformer, I like to read about these men.
Yeah. They weren't meaning mouth. And they weren't as that little spoke. They were strong. And John Knox, after coming in from the galley ship with his hands tied to the oars, with a whip coming in his back, when he looked at the coastline and he saw a horny spot and he said, oh God, give me the opportunity to preach Christ once more.
And he said that within his mind,
the old Latin man stands for them.
Landed in Bonnie Scotland, the place that he loved.
22 years said, draw not his prayers. For more than I have known. Now he's lying in his death.
Worn out, fragile, bones sticking out of his body.
Worn out as a warrior from the cross and a warrior's man. And they're gathered round the dead of dear John Knox,
and they're all giving them words of comfort. One says, I love it too, but sometimes it just so warm. The wee bony hand that he has gotten with him.
And John says in a whisper, in his clothing bears, he says, please take me to the scripture when I first pass my head.
And they said, where is it, John?
Oh, he says, John 17, is where I cast my anchor as a young man on Scotland, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who thou sent me to keep me.
Do you remember when you
first set sail for heaven?
When you first trusted Christ? I tell you, friend, memory might lead,
and we might go through different spheres of suffering and pain. And we don't know what way we're going to leave earth, or tell you something that stands little well in the storms of life.
It's Christ, and Christ alone, your anchor hold
in the storms of life. Spindle told us, when the strong tides left to the cables, is your anchor right? And then the old woman was right over there. She says, when I'm coming to the end, I'm sinking.
Oh, she said, I'm sinking. Oh, no, I'm not sinking. How can it sink through a rock? Resting on the rock of ages.
All of our power. And the old man, this old life is like that.
Yeah, we're just here for a little, and then we're gone.
Bobby's going to. As your garlic, Bobby's red, but it's past the blue.
Like the snowflake on a river. Seen a moment, gone! Man. Tell you what will stand by you, friend.
You're all looking at present. Never forget it. I follow an industry, and as many as the night will last, you're going to have another young friend's father.
And as Maya was back to humanity, and in fact,
the ball game, he was doing a number of things. And my father walked into the room and said, you should have planned how you
feel. Now God is good.
And then he started to reminisce and really back in charity. And then my father just said, just a moment, you can see your memory. You know, just let up with the moon.
He says, can I forget? And we were taken to Australia, the whole family,
at the time of the great gold rush. Everybody was looking for gold.
But so distinct and so true.
And I forget, when at 15 years of age, I suffered. Oh, have you got Christ tonight? Have you got Him tonight? I ask you from the top of the building to the back, forget about your religion or
taking the sacrament or even taking the
communion.
Not as
important as you are, but I enter through that door.
Did I receive that Son as my Savior? That's the memorable day.
You haven't done it till now, my Lord.
Give me a moment. Friend, listen, I dare not leave.
We just walk with it. We've lost him today. I'm old-fashioned enough to believe that everyone is with a great man too. Even folks that are concerned with him tell you that. The ranks of serious dreamers. And listen, friend, serious people that will have to cast. Stand back. And do that great one. One thing about it, the description of the throne is great in itself. Unparalleled. Unrivaled, as far as the throne is concerned. Heaven and earth is passed away. Nothing visible to see. Held up in space with the mighty power of the altar. He holds the planets in this. Then we have not only have we the throne, we've got the suit on the throne, and you're looking at the suit and the suit. Someone's going to have to do it. I'll tell you who he is. The on the coming dark evening. Thank you, my vision. Thank you, Jesus, for my offering.
What's happening?
The dead small people are not worth it. Where's the step that's not? Where's the atheist now? What are they saying now?
Where are the Hitlers and the Mussolinis and all the
Christian child who turned against God and Christ all the years and died without a world and now? Where are the hydra ones in their hands?
But all come and glory here at morning, Jesus is here. Jesus, my dear Lord, all of you.
We're all there.
Can I close with this because I need too much time? I've got so many months and months. Can't hide behind a mother or father's prayers anymore. You can't hide behind any religion. It's all strength.
Remember the day that you showed the Bible?
2 years in July. I remember the time that my dear wife was pregnant, first married, and on to the heaven. I was going to the church, but they all were sending me the time. I saw one young man who was there, thousands of hands, crying, and putting up his hand, and putting together something to do.
I remember saying to him, as a husband, Lumber,
the years have passed, to 9 years ago, and it's 51 years of age, at 12 o'clock at night, I left the plane. Answer it. And here it was. Oh, I could bring it. Oh, that's it.
I never forget because
I left that in. Staying sore in that old place. I wonder what it is that he's been chanting. What is the name of the second?
That God may come in mighty, moving, powerful. He did a Calvary tonight. Trust the Savior. Shall we pray?
Our Father, we bow in thy presence in the name of the Lord Jesus. What can we say? We thank thee for the Savior that died. We bless thee, Lord, for that look that Abraham got. And we bless thee, Lord, for the look that we who are saved got at the Christ, the substitute. We bless thee, we'll never stand in that awesome day to be judged. We pray to remember these boys and girls. We love them. God loves them more. Christ died that they might be saved. Grant that none will be ever at that throne to be embarrassed and to leave for the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. Help us to feel the weight of the words, Lord. We pray to part us with thy blessing. Take all home safely, quietly, soberly, prayerfully. But, O God, grant that someone might turn to Christ tonight. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.